The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
Welcome back, America. It's time for the post-game show on Thursday, February the 7th. We just had a great show. It was a great show because I hosted it. And Generalissimo said barely anything. But I want to bring you some news of the for the postgame show. I've gotten a hold of Generalissimo's high school yearbook. I got it. You know, if you go over to Tustin High School, they're right there. And there is no blackface. He didn't do anything inappropriate. The big picture of Generalissimo is pushing the overhead projector. And he's a very young, svelte-looking Generalissimo, but he has a pocket protector, and he's got an overhead projector. And the pocket protector, overhead projector, is kind of exactly what I expected, Generalissimo.
I had a pocket protector?
Yeah, you don't remember?
You who wore glasses since you were four?
I admit that. My high school yearbook has got
a devilish smile and very long
1970s hair, but I'm not with an overhead projector. You were in the AV club, correct?
I was the AV club.
You were the AV club. And so you pushed when they needed the AV projector. You got it. That's why they were more. I mean, you push it down the hallway.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you going to have an AV projector at the wedding?
No.
I think we should. I think you should let me illustrate the wedding in real time.
No, I think you
I can
should
do
be
that.
Nowhere near a microphone.
No, I won't be. I just need the overhead projector and a couple of felt
I've
pens.
I've seen
and
you
I
with
can...
any electrical equipment. You are not safe.
Right, so,
you're not checked out.
Today's show, Philip Rucker, Susan Glasser, Chuck Todd. Three Beltway people, and they're good friends of mine. I talked about green room flu. Green room flu is when everybody in the green room talks to each other and they all catch the same assessment. They all seem to, though, be breaking away from it a little bit by grudgingly acknowledging, maybe, unlike Stephanie Ruhle yesterday, that the president gave a good speech.
They're looking at the poll numbers. The poll numbers are, especially with independents, he killed it. 82% of independents in that YouGov poll, isn't it? Which
have
one
you got
was?
Audio on that from CBS that you're using in the after show today that you did not share with me this morning?
No, you know, but what I'm looking at that I'm going to be talking about today.
Oh, what did you just find?
Did you see what ABC News reported about Fairfax last night?
No. Yeah. Did you just you held this back?
Yes, I did.
Honest to goodness, this is proof positive. What did they report?
You were to break news to you?
Yeah.
Bobby,
I would have done that on the show if you had told me.
Well, you know, it's sorry. So you want to hear it?
Yes.
Bobby Scott, the Democratic congressman from Virginia, has known the accuser of Fairfax, Dr. Tyson, for 10 years. She told him in late 2017, when he was then Lieutenant Governor-elect Justin Fairfax, that he had a Me Too problem. Bobby Scott didn't know that it was Dr. Tyson that was the subject of the Me Too until December or January of 2018, but he is now confirming today, or last night to ABC News.
Last night, just not in time for my show because I don't have a producer.
Well, I gave you audio and video that you used copiously, but we now have corroboration that she told Bobby Scott, who has now given her a character reference saying that she's very credible, and he knew about it, Bobby Scott knew about it, back in 2017.
So that is going to be Kavanaugh 2.0 on whether or not the accuser of the lieutenant governor of Virginia is successfully given an opportunity to be heard But there is no confirmation hearing. There is no deadline for filling a seat on the Supreme Court. So there's really no way to force the issue and allow her to testify.
But it's sure going to be a slow drip.
It's going to be a slow drip for all three of them for 3 years. That's why I think Chuck Todd today... Mark this down.
That's the least worst option for the Democrats out, right?
Get the attorney general to quit first.
Because nobody knows him anyway. Yeah, who cares?
Appoint a new attorney general who's a viable candidate, because they only have one. You can only serve for 4 years in Virginia. And then that person becomes the attorney general after Northam and the lieutenant governor steps down, Fairfax. All right, Generalissimo, I hope you have fun with the tape that you didn't provide me today on the after show.
I'll develop more tape for tonight.
People can sign up for the after show at the Universe button at HughHewitt.com. It costs a pittance. You get a great show at 8 p.m. every night. You get every single minute of every single Hugh Hewitt show dating back to 2000. And you always get more of me. So why not subscribe to the after show in the Universe? Thanks for listening, America. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership program offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.